You're with Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
But as we start to reopen, will you go back to public transport with gusto? It may be that you're on public transport at the moment, but if you are, you're probably finding the buses or the trams or the train carriages pretty empty because most of us are not making the usual commute. But when we get back to more normal times, what will make you confident about public transport and how do you physically distance at peak hour? Well, with those questions in mind, Infrastructure Victoria has come up with a plan that it says will help people literally get back on the bus. Daniel Harrison is the Principal Economist with Infrastructure Victoria. Daniel, welcome.
Good morning, Ali.
So how do you get people to hop back on the bus or the train or the tram?
Yeah, so we've put out a range of pricing reforms which we think are important now because it will actually make public transport safer while encouraging people back onto the network. And it's, as you just read out, those numbers are pretty encouraging, so we're looking forward to getting back. And we've done this by having discounts for off-peak travel. So if people can move their time of travel to the off-peak, then they'll get a discount of 50%. And also, we want lower prices for tram and for bus fares as well. And this will have the effect of making it safer because as people spread their usage across the network, then people are able to get on with more confidence that they will be able to be socially distanced.
We have tried that before, though, haven't we? We've tried, I mean, off-peak fares are a known quantity. They're there to try and spread the load across the course of the day. Do you think they might work better now that we have got used to the flexible working from home environment? Do you think that might be a game changer?
Yeah, so we've had limited use of it recently in Victoria with the early bird. But unfortunately, if you took a bus to the train station, you still ended up paying the same. So we think these are more like wide-ranging reforms. And we do think, we've been told before coronavirus that 60% of people would be willing to shift their time of travel for a discount. And now with our much more flexible work practices, like I haven't been to the office for 6 months and I am looking forward to getting back, but when I do go back, it'll be much easier for me to negotiate with my employer to say, well, why don't I come in a bit later, do some work from home, come in on certain days and things like that.
So what sort of discounts are you talking about and what sort of time frame? What do you consider to be off-peak?
Yeah, so we don't set the exact prices and they're all illustrative, but essentially our modelling was based around if you arrive in the city after 7:30 to 9:30, so that's your peak hour. If you're arriving in the city, then there's a peak charge. Any arrivals before then or after them is off-peak, and in the afternoon it's 4:30 till 6:30. So if you're leaving the city at those times or wherever you are, then that's what they would be.
And how big a discount for going off-peak?
So off-peak discount we've put at 50%. And we want a decent discount because we want people to make that change. We're also cutting tram fares by half and then half again in the off-peak. So that's like a 75% decrease for trams. And buses, really cheap all the time, all day, because we really want to use those underused buses. And we talk a little bit about fairness in this because it turns out that the biggest discounts are for, obviously, bus and tram travel and all travel in the off-peak. And these are also the times and modes that people on lowest incomes are using the most.
The obvious question, though, is what would the impact be on revenue and how do you still ensure that the system remains viable?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And it's very interesting because what we find is that there's actually an increase in users. So you get 100,000 more trips a day. You get 56,000 new people using the public transport network that weren't using it before. And so that actually helps revenue. And so our reforms are around revenue neutral. So there's not a big change in the fare revenue. And so we think that it is a sustainable way forward. But I think the main question we're really focused on is we're spending so much on public transport. So fares right now only cover 30% of just the operating costs, forget the infrastructure costs. And so the real question is, given that huge investment, how can you get the very most out of the system? And we think these fares will not only be safer and cheaper, but they will get the most use out of the network.
And you also want to get rid of free trams in the city.
Yeah, look, so the free tram zone is really about safety. It's just, you know, as you just said, it's just not safe to encourage people with a zero cost fare to pile onto those trams. And for those people who need to use those trams because they have mobility issues, whether they're elderly or they're pregnant or they have a disability, you know, they need to use them and it's not safe to have them crammed onto a tram that's full of people that could actually walk. And so this is just one way we think that can make it safer. But on the other side of that, because we have cheaper off-peak fares and because we have lower fares for bus and tram, it'll be cheaper for people to get to the city. And I think that's the thing that we're looking forward to, is getting people back into society, into Safeway, to get them back shopping, into retail when it's safe to do so, but in a way that doesn't, you know, overcrowd the trains and trams and make it hard to socially distance.
Getting back, well, with 12 new infections today, that is getting closer, I think.
Daniel, it's exciting news.
Daniel Harrison, thank you.
Thank you.